producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show before, welcome. We take you on a wild adventure for the best buzz on the planet at this time of the evening, meaning everything from the man who got to George Lucas over Star Wars stormtrooper helmets. I guess there was a nasty brouhaha over that. That's important, right? To the man who is beating the pants off of everybody on the Republican side of the aisle to become president of the United States, but first trying to get the Republican nomination. You know who I'm talking about, right? It's not a trick question. Donald Trump. Trump is killing everybody. But yet there is such a push to push him down. The people who are frustrated by the same old politicians are behind the Trump movement. They see fresh blood. They want to take a chance, and you can tell that by the polls. Trump has a 14-point lead in New Hampshire over everybody, over Marco Rubio, who is second. Jeb Bush, who still is supposedly the united one, we'll see what happens in the convention, is at 10%. Trump is at, as I said, 29%. Marco Rubio, 15%. Chris Christie, 11%. John Kasich, 11%. And then you kind of go from there. Carly Fiorina, 4%. And Carson has 4%. Rand Paul has 3%. Huckabee, 1%. If I asked you this, of all of the glam candidates crashing onto the stage, both at the kids' table and on the main stage that we've seen in these Republican debates, who are you the most surprised about not really doing so well in the polls? I'll tell you, my surprise is Rand Paul. Rand Paul, when he got to Congress, it was all about Rand Paul. Libertarians lined up for Rand Paul. He had youth on his side. He had people from the Tea Party that pushed him to get into the Senate in the first place. And now it's like Rand who? He's just not showing up high enough. And it's interesting, and it's because when he jumped into the race, there weren't as many challengers. He had some momentum, some wind in his sails, in other words, but not enough to sustain him, especially when Trump started to grab a lot of the conversation. And it is about Donald Trump. It's all about Trump. The focus is on Trump. And Trump says, if I win New York, the election is over. Except for if the convention pulls a fast one. What are the Republicans doing behind closed doors? What are they saying? What is the machine thinking about when it comes to the primary season, which is the bread and butter? Trump said at a campaign stop that if he gets New York, he'll get the general election. He'll win a very blue New York. It would seal the deal for the White House. He said, if I win New York, it's over. That's it. And he has a shot at it. You know, New York has not been a state that's been won in the general election by Republicans. Ready for this? A Republican nominee since 1984. But think about it. Hillary Clinton was a U.S. senator. You forget she represented New York. So there's some ties to New York for Hillary Clinton. But if New York goes for Trump, he has a point. It would be wild if that happened, and there's a chance that we could see that happen. He's definitely here to stay. There's no question about it. Definitely. Yeah, there's a good chance that Ted Cruz could win Iowa. And if Ted Cruz wins Iowa, what happens in New Hampshire? Trump wins New Hampshire, then what happens in South Carolina? Ted Cruz is all of a sudden finding a little bit of footing. It's not out of the question either that Cruz could come off of Iowa and win New Hampshire. It seems unlikely. And even based on my conversations today with a couple of people in New Hampshire, it doesn't feel that way at all to any of them. They're not moving away from Donald Trump. There's nothing that's pushed them away from Donald Trump. So no longer can he just be pushed aside, thrown aside, as though he has no shot at this. So I ask you this question, America, of all the people on the stage, who is it that you think, or that you're most surprised about, that has dropped so low? You know, Ben Carson had a big bump. A lot of you called me and said you liked Ben Carson. Remember after one of the very beginning debates, now he's kind of sunk down, not completely to the bottom of the pack, but he's dropped in some momentum. Maybe it's Ben Carson for some of you. Or Rand Paul, like I said, which is such a notable drop. Just like Chris Christie. Chris Christie, it was like you could have wrapped it up for him. Oh, if the election were held tomorrow, it'd be Chris Christie. He would win the nomination and maybe go on to win in the general election. But now it's not looking very good for Chris Christie. He's not even the main topic. Sometimes he gets some of the conversation, but not like he was getting it, where it was all about him until the bridge. The bridge really sucked a lot of air out of the Christie campaign. As much as he tried to do damage control, distance himself, wasn't implicated, I still think it was pretty deadly what happened there. Definitely. Because, I mean, it's like the gravity thing. You can't defy gravity. And the gravity that pulls you down is just that little bit of doubt that creeps into the minds of the people who are paying attention to the 150th time they've been talking about the bridge to nowhere in New Jersey, Chris Christie getting angry, and that's what happened. So whether it was true or not, and it was really the A's, it doesn't matter. It was floating around out there. And that's when you have a hard time trying to prove something otherwise, and it really seemed that way for Chris Christie. Coming up on America Tonight, you can flip me a call at 855-266-5283. Who's really dumped out of the pack that you're surprised about? Plus, we'll hit the mailbag if we have time. Kate Delaney, hanging with all the youths across this great nation.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, you ever want to hit us up? Facebook, Twitter, go to americatonight.net. There's links there. Easy to find us. Or send us your thoughts anytime. We can rack up the calls, 2-855-266-5283. Who are you most surprised about that really dropped like a rock to the bottom of the pile as far as the Republicans are concerned? For me, it was Rand Paul. He came out hot. People were talking about him. Libertarians, Tea Partiers, get him elected. He's in midterm elections. Wow, breath of fresh air. Amazing filibuster dude. He's the guy. Waiting times, reading times for bills, doing it right, and now doing it wrong, because he is not electable. He is not going to get, he's not going to get the nomination. I can fully tell you, Rand Paul, with confidence, is not getting the nomination. Seems like a good guy. Came on the show a couple of times. Came on the show before he was elected and was gracious to do so. He's being pulled in 50 different directions because he was the hot commodity, and now he has cooled off, dropped like a rock. Grim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine tonight, Kate. I got a shout-out, a new Grim tune, and a brain teaser, and
yay,
another shout-out. But my first shout-out is to Izzy out there, and I'm glad to hear, because you can hear it in her voice, that she's doing what makes her happy, And I am kind of running late tonight, Izzy, because just like you, I got 6 dogs and 8 cats that I got to take care of, and dittos on the feeling of animals. Now, Kate, the Green Tune has to deal with Donald Trump. Just kind of imagine if Donald Trump would have held on to Miss Universe, and he would have been emceeing it instead of Steve Harvey. And he would have made the statement, because he could have used it for his political campaign as well. And he made the statement, sorry, but apparently heroin trafficking trumps cocaine trafficking. And as your next president, I'll... But anyhow, my next brain teaser is today they had the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And the day before I heard about, I think it's Toyota or Nissan, one of the two, talking about making the space age home of the Jetsons and everything would be electronic. Well, if you go back in history, you'll find out that most everything that's Japanese is part of the Mitsubishi Corporation, which is part of the old empire that we defeated.
Mm.
And can you imagine, instead of being hacked, that they wait till everybody has one of these chips in there and he just pushes the button and he goes ahead and the machine's in your home because we get so comfortable, and they even give them away. But the machine's in your home, give you a Mickey, load you up in an Uber, and send you straight to crematorium. Or the machine's just drug your food when you all sit down to eat, and then they grind you, and not even the CSI can find anything left of you because the machine's clean everything.
You're killing us. You are killing us. You are depressing us. What are you saying?
Well, there's the grim part, you know, because it may not be all this other. It just may be, and, you know, they had movies about machines taking over.
They have. Well, iRobot.
What if it's Japan getting back at us? It's just kind of funny. It just hit my mind when they said they wanted to make the whole home electronic.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Well,
I don't want it. No, thank you. Please. I was watching some movie the other day. What was it called? Survivor. And in this movie, Survivor, it's a whole thing about they're trying to blow up the ball in Times Square and for a whole revenge thing. And a lot of famous people are in it. Pierce Brosnan's in it, some other people. Now, this is a movie. So, Grim, I don't mean to interrupt you with this movie thing. But what happens in the movie is, of course, in London, there's so many cameras. Everywhere you go, there's a camera, 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 everything you do. So they can see what's going on. They can trace the person, and even the thought of the cameras all over the place is annoying to me, and we're already having that happen.
Well, Born Theory.
Yeah.
That movie.
Yeah.
And it really is this. It's just like our, which leads to the last part that I need to get to, the rest of the story. You can remember that famous line.
That's right, Paul Harvey.
When I started a couple of weeks ago and said we need to crop dust, there's a bunch of people out there that only hear what they want to hear. And I said they might be able to get rid of all of the terrorists in the Middle East that way. Well, genocide's never worked. You can go back to the Roman Empire, Alexander the Great. You know, they all tried it, and it never was effective. Stalin tried it. Hitler tried it. And this goes to the same effect with our problem with gun control. Because the best thing we can do is what we did with Russia after World War II. Watch them, keep our eye on them, shut them down. Let them build up their own iron gate around them. Don't let them in. And let them defeat themselves till they come to our side just like they did.
Mm.
And you could do the same thing. Sandy Hook, fine. Go ahead and pass laws, because that's the way the Constitution is.
Yeah,
States. Pass your own laws if you want a free gun zone, but don't come crying to us when, you know, terrorists walk in and bomb you.
Yeah.
It's a sad, tragedy.
That's true. Yeah,
but I'm looking
sad
at the law. Now, Obama, fine. You can go ahead And you can hire more to do the gun background checks, because we got 23.1 more million gun owners new this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it'd make it easier to make more gun owners. He's got a right to do that. But executive order. Now, well, they call it ashing. I think it's actually order. And if you go in and you look at it, the actual purpose of it is like Bush did when he shut down all of America's airports after two airlines with terrorists flew into skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's, you know, he didn't have time to wait on getting Congress's approval to shut down the airports.
That's right.
That's what executive, the purpose of it is, not to write laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That is the purpose.
And I want to go all the way back out to 600 years ago, which means I have a legitimate right to be a gun owner, and the Second Amendment doesn't stop criminals from owning guns. It gives anybody that's a citizen a right to have a gun. It doesn't say, you know, you have to be a citizen to have the right to have a gun. So he can't say anything, even if it's a criminal that wants to get a gun. And I can go back and prove I'm a citizen. As a matter of fact, there's a man up there in Skylab, you'll love this, that is my European ancestor. And I got to give him a shout out and let him know that I'm kind of curious if his grandfather wasn't a military advisor on the movie The Longest Day.
The Longest Day. I remember that movie.
Yeah, there was a colonel or something. It was a military, if you look at the end of credits. And
yeah.
He has my last name, but the shout out to the astronaut that's up there, I want to let him know he's got a first cousin that doesn't share our last name that was a fighter pilot over there in England, as well as, the last I heard of, in the mid-80s, he was a major out in California test piloting the second stealth fighter, the smaller one.
Yeah. Wow, interesting stuff. I mean, thinking about that, be good to track that down and see where that leads, Grim. All right, we're up against it, my friends. Coming up next, great interview. You'll like it, for sure. Info that may help you throughout the year, pump you up. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you.
Mind is running top speed, can't slow it down. I know they know it's me. They see and hear the sound. This is my bubble. I'm safe in here. I was engineered for this, loud and clear.
So it's all about goals, or is it? It's the start of the new year, and people are talking about what they're doing, what they're changing, how many to-do lists they have, what they're going to accomplish. Are we setting ourselves up for failure? Mitch Aguirre joins us, and Mitch is an executive and success coach, author of Deserving Money, Discover the Missing Link to Achieving Your Ultimate Success. Who doesn't want money? And when I hear people say, well, money is the root of all evil, just think of this. The more money you make, the more freedom you have. To number one, give it all away if you hate money. Mitch, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
My pleasure. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. So I love the title of your book because, you know, whenever you put money in something, especially, that's what people want. I mean, people want to know, what is it that we can do? Deserving victory, discovering the missing link to achieving, you know, your ultimate success. So what is the missing link?
Well, you know, the most shocking discovery that I made when I interviewed a few dozen of history's most successful people, people like Donald Trump and Cindy Crawford and Magic Johnson, Mary Kay, all tremendously successful people that you would think would have used goals and used the conventional self-help products to become successful. It was shocking that none of them did. And what was most shocking, as I did my research, I realized that when you try to make obtain an objective in life, very often we try to do it physically. We change our physical things, right? So we'll go, we write down, we want to lose weight, so we're going to eat better, we're going to work out, we're going to do all these things, but we never change ourselves mentally. What these people do is they change themselves mentally first, then they change what you do. And so the missing link to achieving ultimate success is that they work on the negatives in them. See, one of the things about self-help is that it never addresses the negatives in us. And I discovered that over time, our ego, which controls our decision-making, it becomes distorted. And it uses five negative mental habits to control and sabotage our thoughts, our actions, and ultimately our lives. That's the missing link. We first have to address the negatives in us. Then we can put to use all the great proven advice that's out there.
Wow. So what are the five negative habits that we develop that I bet you most people in this audience couldn't answer?
Well, you know, they're negative mental habits. It's mental habits that we've derived over time that cause us to make us believe certain things are true when they're not. Let me tell you what my mental habit was. I was a banker on Wall Street, very successful. I wanted to become super successful. And so that's when I started interviewing and putting together all of this advice from these super successful people. But then, Kate, I made some really bad decisions in my life, and I wound up going to prison for 3.5 years. And it was actually in prison when I started to interview other super successful people who failed that I discovered this idea about the ego. And what it was for me was when I was 20 years old, my father died at the age of 43. And I didn't realize until later in life that men in particular believe they will never outlive their father's age. And so to me, there was a stop clock that was set, an incorrect fact that I had logged in my mind as correct. And so at that point, I started to live my life differently. Now, when people from the outside looked at me and they would say, wow, he really doesn't appreciate time. He moves so fast. He's going from here to there. In fact, it was the exact opposite. Time was so precious to me that if I was working a deal and it wasn't working out, instead of fixing the deal, I just went to the next deal. And if that deal had a problem, I just went to the next deal. And it wasn't that and people said, boy, he was all over the place. It was because I felt I didn't have time. And that's the concept of age and time. So the five negative devices are facts that are put into our head as incorrect facts, I should say, well, put into our head as correct facts. And then we make decisions based on those incorrect facts. And so what I do in my book is I go into what these five negative devices are, but I also show you how to negate them in your thinking, how to deal with them, and then how to apply all the great advice that I got from all the super successful people.
Yeah, and, you know, the super successful people, among them that you talked to was Donald Trump. So that's kind of some good insight, that meaning that Donald Trump mentally must be pretty strong about what he does in his life, and that's part of the reason for his success.
Well, you know, one of the things about Donald Trump, I mean, every interview that I did was, they were all household names from business, politics, and sports. And they're all great interviews. But what was great about Donald is, and all of them, you have somewhat of an expectation going into an interview. You know, what is this person going to be like because of their public persona? And so when I interviewed Donald, he was exactly the opposite of his persona. He was loose. He was jovial. He was respectful. He was courteous. He was, you know, everything that you don't think he is on the outside, but on the inside he is. And, you know, it just dawned on me, and when I see him speak now and the time that I had spent with him, and I compare the two, here is a New York land developer, you know, dealing in the toughest city in the world. Of course he's got to be tough, you know. But over time he has developed, I would imagine, more than most, some great abilities and strengths and disciplines that would do him very well, you know, as president. I don't know about his other issues. I'm just saying from the viewpoint of what we're talking about, he's developed some great strength, and there's no wonder why he and other people are truly, you know, super successful.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned that one of the things that you talked about your downfall, how you went from one deal to the next deal to the other deal. When you were doing that, you weren't thinking, I'm going to get caught and I'm going to go to prison.
I wasn't thinking anything. It was all subconscious. What I'm thinking was, and what had happened was, I was in a deal that I commingled funds with my fund and client funds, which I should not have done, and the deal wound up going bad. So instead of fixing the deal, I just went to the next deal. You know, I just said, you know, and, And so, and that's the way we do it. Don't we do that with jobs now? Don't we do that with relationships? Don't we do that with our desires and our dreams? You know, I interviewed Henry Block. He was the founder of H&R Block, but yeah. A multi-billionaire. And, you know, he was an accountant, one of the most conservative type of people you could meet. And he said he had to learn how to become successful. So the point is no matter what our habits are now, and that's what I bring out in my book and I show you how to do, no matter what your habits are now, you can learn to be successful. People aren't born successful, and that's another one of the concepts that we are subscribed to, which I bring out in my book, is becoming what we are not. See, the ego tricks us to think we can never become them. You're not them. You're not smooth like them. You're not good looking like them. And it keeps us in a safe spot.
Well, I like that. Safe spot, yeah.
It does. It keeps us in a safe, unhappy spot. You know,
yeah.
There's one, you know, the 1% of this Americans are successful. Why is it, Kate, that 1% never increases?
Why is it?
The number of people within that 1% increased because the population increased. But why? Think about it. It's because we never address the negatives in us. Self-help doesn't address negatives until now, that is.
Yeah, wow. 1% of Americans are successful. That's the staggering wow fact out of this interview. There's no question about it. What people that are successful, and you talked about it, how they can sabotage themselves and whatnot, is that have to do with what you just talked about, ego, moving from one thing to the next? Sometimes that can happen. Is that part of it, or they just get caught up in their whirlwind of success?
I will tell you, no one is who their actions make them seem. No one. I don't care who they are. We're all a product of our thoughts, not our actions. So let's take, for instance, Martha Stewart, okay? One of the ways the ego controls us is called character recognition. And I go into this in my book. And that says what you do, what you look like, what you have, is what you are, which we all know is not true.
Yeah.
So here was someone, Martha Stewart. She had all the power in the world, all the money in the world. She had not committed a crime. She had not done anything wrong. But she was above talking, telling the truth to the FBI. She didn't do anything wrong. She was charged and found guilty of obstruction of justice, which means she lied to the FBI, lied about nothing. She didn't commit a crime. It was character recognition. Now, we look at someone successful and we point at them and say, they deserve what they get.
Yeah.
But character recognition also says if you're a bus driver, you will always stay a bus driver. If you're a teacher, you will always stay a teacher, regardless of what you want inside. So our ego puts us in a box and keeps us there. And because it's in charge of our decision making, it will sabotage us to keep us where it wants us to be.
Wow, so interesting to talk about that, because it's the exact opposite of what you hear. There's no question about it. Mitch Aguirre, right. What a fun thing having you on this show. And again, the people you've interviewed, pick up the book, Deserving Victory, Discover the Missing Link to Achieving Your Ultimate Success. Mitch, thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
You too.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Here on America Tonight. So without further ado, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Johnny. Kate, Chris Christie, where is he? I haven't heard much about him lately, except for if you lived in New Jersey, although he did well in the last Republican debate. Would you give Chris Christie any kind of a shot? A shot at the nomination? I don't think so. I don't see it. You know, it's funny. A lot of people are talking about Marco Rubio, talking about perhaps Cruz, not so much Christie. I mean, I shouldn't say everybody because he's not, you can't say anyone's completely out. Let's go to the primaries. But he's not getting the numbers of a Trump. He's not getting the numbers of a Rubio. He's not even in most polls getting the numbers of Ben Carson. But, you know, it's not about the polling. We'll swing into the to the primary season quickly here in a month, and then we'll have the hard, cold facts. Then we get to the end of the line, which is the convention, and what happens at the convention. All right, this one from Wendy. Katie Kate, what's shaking in your world? I have to tell you, I love the way that you ping pong around, as you say, and I enjoy the show because I don't get bored. I get so bored with the same old crap from guys who are probably making 20 times what you're making. But you're better. Maybe the little engine will get a bigger engine one day. Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah, you never know when you can get a big engine. But I think I know what you're referring to, by the way, when you're talking about all these other people. All right, this one from Byron. Kate, big fan of the show. I have to tell you, this whole thing with Korea, the North Korean hydrogen bomb, Kim Jong-un. I saw your post. It was hilarious. He's talking about my post on Facebook. This guy is like a bad Cartman, if you know what I'm talking about, if you watch South Park at all. It's he's ridiculous. He's a murderous dictator, but he looks like a child with a $5 haircut. Yet he is dangerous, don't you think? I love the open-ended questions at the end. He does look like a child, a plumpy-faced child. But, and I think I said on my Facebook post, I said, Dr. Evil, I mean Kim Jong-un, says he dropped an H-bomb, bring back duck and cover, and, you know, question mark. So, he's dangerous, though. I mean, he's like a loose cannon, I think, where anything could happen. Hey, maybe we drop a hydrogen bomb. I don't think he wants to lose his life. I don't think he necessarily wants to go to war, but I think he wants to definitely let the world know, hey, I'm here. I'm here. I think that's what that's about. So now we've been worrying about Iran. We have the Saudis and Iran problem. Then North Korea going on a hydrogen bomb kick. Woo. This one comes to us from Gary. Kate, did you see that China stopped trading after stocks dumped again? In fact, 7% in less than a half an hour. Yeah, they stopped it. The market went down 7%. And, you know, it just plummeted again. Currency, economy, that's part of it. Doesn't look good, not good. Rocky, terrible start to the new year for sure. And the biggest fear, and it looks like it, is that China's economy is slowing down. Not good. Because then there's a global glut when that happens. Stocks in the United States get hit. Stocks in Europe get hit. The Chinese central bank set the rate for the renminbi at 6.5646 to the dollar, lowest in 6 years. So when stock trading opened, investors dumped shares. And it shut down the market. So, yeah, it's a ripple effect. Doesn't seem like it, but it is a ripple effect. Okay, let's move on to another one. Bruce. Yo, Kate. I finally saw Star Wars. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. I was very upset at one point in the movie by somebody who died. But I thought the movie was fantastic. I listened to you review it one night, and it was great to see the old characters. The storyline was good. It carried me through. It was a long movie, but I wasn't bored by it. Thank you. I wasn't bored by it either. I thought it was really super good. There was the story weaving in the back with the present, with things that you knew from Star Wars. Thumbs up. I think it's great to see the kids again with talking about the Jedi Masters and Stormtroopers and all of that. I don't know. It just brings back memories because Star Wars has been around for so long. I mean, who doesn't know Star Wars? 40 years. That is a long time. So they knew that it would sell. They knew that it was going to sell. They knew that people were going to buy into it. And they bought into it in a very big way. When it's all said and done, first run in movie theaters, I mean, it's just breaking all box office records. Who knows where it ends up? I think it's going to end up in a very high, you know, I think we're going to see it in a very high situation. I really do. Meaning, box office-wise, it's going to shatter even more records, and it's only been, what, 3 weeks? Since Star Wars was out? The Force Awakens? 30 years after the defeat of the Galactic Empire, now a new threat? So, thumbs up to J.J. Abrams. Be wild if you're a director, even with massive success, to take on a legendary project. But he did good. Star Wars passed Avatar, ruling the box office. And remember what such a hit Avatar was. I mean, it was blockbuster hit, blockbuster. So, The Force Awakens, by midweek, it was just cruising. It's at, where did I see it? I mean, it's going to hit the billions, extra billions. Please put some mustard on it. Right? When it first opened up, the king of the box office. Passed the North American box office record, $760 million, number one spot. Huge, huge, huge. I mean, this, you know, 20 days of the release. Avatar set the record in 34 weeks. $750 million. And what's interesting, and then a re-release, and that was in 2009. Then this is Avatar. And then a re-release in 2010, $10.5 million. So, it's awesome, the milestones. Awesome. This one from William. Kate Delaney. What is your favorite ballpark in all the ballparks that you have been? Wow, that's a question that's out of left field. I'm going to say Citizens Ballpark because I'm from Philly and I like the lousy Philadelphia Phillies and I like the way the ballpark is constructed. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Anything to say? Hit us up at americatonight.net.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.